This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So, you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
What's going on, everyone? Jetta Cameron, John Rich. It is 94WIP. Great to be with you, off and rolling. On this Wednesday morning, one day away from the start of the Philly season. Phil's tomorrow afternoon here on WIP. And today, one more day to lead you into that. Well, until tomorrow morning when we lead you into that. Look, we're going to get ready for the start of this season. I want to do it with you today on the phone lines, 215-592-9494, to get your assessment of how you feel and what lies ahead. We'll talk to Ruben tomorrow, 7 o'clock, in studio with us for 3 hours. We'll do some Eagles all season. Flyers lose, here's the word, again, here's the other word, bad. Sixers tonight. Look, all of it on the line, all of it on the table today. 215-592-9494. Rich.
Hello there, Joe.
Hello there, Johnny.
Leo Fender, the founder of Fender Guitars, the guy who invented the Fender Stratocaster that Jimi Hendrix played.
Sure.
The Fender Telecaster that Bruce Springsteen plays. He didn't play guitar.
Really?
That's wild.
That is wild. He was an electronics engineer.
That is wild.
Who played saxophone.
Get out of here.
I play saxophone. He dabbled in piano, but he was not a guitarist. Rumor is he didn't even know how to tune a guitar.
Well, that is pretty wild, frankly. You know what it reminds me of? Tell me if I'm remembering this fact correct. I think a few years ago you told us Smithsonian was never in America. Am I remembering that right?
I don't think that was a fact. You might have read that in a book, but I don't think Richie used it. Do you remember that, John? I don't remember that as a fact.
I don't remember that. I did say something about Smithsonian.
But if true, that would be pretty crazy because, you know, the museum, the whole deal. All right, good morning to you, ladies and gentlemen. 215-592-9494.
The whole deal.
So one day, and let's crank it up here today. You know, I've really been struck this offseason, but I'll say in particular this month of March, the lead up to the season has been different, has been very different from a Philly standpoint. And understandably so, given the way they lost to the Mets last year, and it's been three in a row now. But I'm curious on the eve of this thing getting real. Can it be the eve of the morning? The morning of the eve of this thing getting real. Where you're at now? Because, you know, we had a – like, I'm fired up. Like, I think they're a great team. They won 95 games last year. I mean, I'm going to repeat, I think they're a great team. Doesn't always ensure you're going to win a championship. There's probably 5 to 7 great teams in baseball. Phil's one of them. It's tough to win it all. But I know the Phillies are going to be in the hunt. I know they're going to give us a lot of great nights April through September. I tend to think they'll do some damage in October, but we'll see. And I'm, here's the thing I'm most curious of. And, John, I want to hear from you and everyone, 215-592-9494. How excited are you? And here's what I mean by that. John, I got in front of me the poll result from March 14th. That was 12 days ago. Our show, 12 days ago. The question was, how excited are you for the Philly season? 12 days ago. Only 30% said extremely excited. Now, we were closer to the Eagles then. But, like, you know, that was still, that had been a month before. It had been more than a month before. How excited are you? Extremely excited, 38%. Not excited. Not excited. 22%. A fifth of the audience not excited for a great team.
Extenuating
and then somewhat excited, 48%. Ladies and gentlemen, talk to me today. I just want to know this. Are you alive with excitement or still lukewarm the day before they crank it up? John, talk to me.
Sadly, I am lukewarm, and I'm wondering why this is the case.
Wow.
I also want to tell you the Smithsonian founder was a British guy.
Yeah. Not American.
No, not American. Yeah. But the fact was he'd never been to America. He'd never
That's what I said.
Ever set foot in America.
Exactly.
But bequeathed his entire fortune to America.
That's wild.
Which is crazy.
You know what's crazier? You're lukewarm for a great team.
I really think that they're great. It almost doesn't feel like it's real that tomorrow's the day. You know, like it almost feels
wait a second. You know what you want? You want Mikel Franco back at third.
No, he wants
Nick Williams
sure
in
don't.
The outfield. He wants Cesar Hernandez as the second baseman.
But I think we all have something weird that's going on this year.
It's been strange.
Our internal schedule has been somehow maladjusted by the awesomeness of the Eagles.
That's part of it.
Everything running late. And then, I don't know, there's just been sort of a malaise about these Phillies, which I don't really understand.
Well, you're part of it.
The fact that I said I'm lukewarm does sound like I'm part of it. I don't feel like tomorrow's really the day. I guess that's what I'm trying to say. Tomorrow, I'm told tomorrow's the day. Yeah. It just doesn't feel real. I know when we see it happen, things will change. I'm actually excited about this team and their prospects. I'm excited about the crossover effect of our football team won a world title, and I do think some of that, some of the pressure, some of the excitement, some of the expectation, it carries over in a weird way team to team, from sport to sport.
Really helped the Sixers and Flyers, who are 3-97 since the Eagles won.
With our great team.
3-197?
I do think that there can be some sort of like symbiotic, both teams are great, mm-hmm. this could be the year type thing. It feels like, I don't know, destiny is right there waiting to see if this team's ready. And I think they're ready. This group of guys, I know so much has been made about how they're the same group. No, Dave Dombrowski didn't do enough.
For the most part.
Fact that this group of guys, like, who are the young ones? The young ones are Bryson Stott and Alec Bohm, who are now almost grizzled veterans in our minds. They've been through it all. Bryson Stott was suffering last year with a mysterious injury that we didn't learn about until after the fact.
Right.
These guys, I don't know, they're 27, 28 years old. They're not little babes any longer. This is a grizzled veteran team who they've been there and done that. They've got the postseason experience, and they've got the postseason failures to show for it. And right now, that eats them up.
Is that a good thing or a bad thing? I'm serious.
I think it's a good thing because they don't have to talk about it any longer. They can finally go and start playing
toward it
tomorrow. Yeah. And I do think there's some of that. They're waiting. They're chomping at the bits. There's no more talking. They've done that the last couple years, and we see the end result. These are guys who want to take action.
Well,
I'm telling you from my personal experience, I got here to Philly in 2003. Sorry, it was 2003, right. March of 2003. Everyone was talking about the Super Bowl. We've been to back-to-back NFC
championship
games.
That's right.
And lost.
That's right.
Everyone was expectant of the Super Bowl. But the team was just like, there's nothing we can do. It's March. We have to wait until August to even go to camp,
really,
and then we have to wait until the season to prove ourselves.
You really couldn't prove it until January. I mean, really. So here's the thing, John. I agree with you to an extent, the talking stops. I agree with that to an extent. But in many ways, I think the talking will continue because the questions will continue and the doubts for many fans will continue until they see something different in October.
Right.
Believe me, the
players know that, and they know that they're about to go embark on this incredible journey. They believe they can win it all. They believe that's part of the journey. That's what stands at the end of it.
And John, I hope
they're
going to
be better prepared when the postseason comes for their failures the last few years.
Here's what I'll say. I hope everyone listening is aware of this fact. The Phillies can win it all.
Exactly.
Now, they might not, okay?
We could have both teams win the whole shebang this year.
But, like, I get...
It is in... I feel like everyone completely discounts that fact. I feel like everyone just says,
not
oh, the
everyone,
Phillies...
but a lot of people.
They didn't do enough, so, woe are we. Things will not turn out the way we want them to. Again, this team is that good. This team is good enough to win it all.
All right, so here's the deal. 215-592-9494. Talk to us. What are you thinking? What are you feeling about this coming season? And here's the real question I'm trying to drill down on today. Are you still lukewarm? If you were 2 weeks ago lukewarm on the coming season, are you still? 2 weeks ago, 70% of respondents told us they were either somewhat excited or not excited. For a team that's got an over-under 91.5, I think they're going to go over that, by the way. And here's what I also want to know. If you're still kind of holding back, what is the biggest reason why? James Seltzer, you're about as big a baseball fan as I know. How do you feel about the coming season? Are you holding back? If so, why?
I'm not holding back. I'm fully in. I'm ready. I've gotten there. It took me longer than normal,
Eagles?
As you guys know, because of the Eagles. Yep. Yeah. Like the parade, the whole thing, like the joy. Mm-hmm. I just wasn't ready to flip the page.
Matt's part of that?
No. Honestly, so I'll tell you what the biggest thing for me is not the Phillies in terms of why I think I... have been maybe a little less enthused than I normally would be. And I'm getting there. I'm there now. But it's the Dodgers. It's not the Phillies as much. It's this big Goliath sitting there at the end of the day when it's like all that matters is winning the World Series, right? And I'm with you. Something you said, I've said this a few times, something you said a few weeks ago really stuck with me with like how many times we've gone into a season with zero hope.
And that's why I referenced Nick Williams and
Mikel
Franco earlier.
And that really hit me and it stuck with me. Like I'm excited because I have hope with this team. It's just this stupid Dodgers thing that's sitting there that it's so hard for me to get past what they're doing, how they're doing it, and the fact that, like, look, the Phillies could beat them in a series. Of course they could. Mm-hmm. But, like, I don't expect them to. Like, I don't expect the Phillies to win the World Series because of the Dodgers this year. So that is kind of something that's sitting there for me.
Yeah, it makes sense.
Survivor 48 is here. And after every episode, dig deep into the show with On Fire, the official Survivor podcast. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm ready, I'm excited, and I believe they can win, but the Dodgers are kind of the thing holding me back.
Well, I can see that being a drag. I mean, look, here's something that could happen. The Phillies win 95 games, and the other team is still significantly
without
better.
A doubt.
That is possible.
I think the Dodgers, they're not going to because no one tries for it, but the Dodgers are good enough to win 120 games. Like, this is as good a constructed roster as I remember in the last 20 years.
All right, so, look, that's one angle on it, and I'm curious at 215-592-9494 if that has dampened your enthusiasm. I think for most people, the combination of three things has dampened enthusiasm the most, and they all intersect, and it's not the Dodgers thing. For most people, I sense it's this. 3 years in a row losing in the playoffs, losing to the Mets last year in the first series the Phillies played, and the manner in which they lost that series with the bats absolutely being a disaster, and so many of those guys being high-priced guys, they're going to be leaned on again this year, and just a lack of belief in those dudes compared to how we felt 12 months ago or 24 months ago.
I think it's that plus the quiet offseason.
I agree.
The fact they didn't really change the group much and all that.
To use John's reference to the 03 Eagles, who also had a great year but lost in the playoffs, they came firing back in 04 with Terrell Owens, Javon Kearse, the reemergence of Jeremiah Trotter, the reemergence of Hugh Douglas. Ladies and gentlemen, rev your engines, let's go. And people were ready to go. This one is different. There's no doubt about it. This has not been constructed the way the 04 Eagles were to bring in two massive upgrades. And then someone like Trotto also was a massive upgrade. We didn't know he had that much gas left in his tank at that point, but he got in there and was unbelievable. All right. 215-592-9494.
They had an awesome fullback also.
They did. They did indeed. You don't have to convince me, man. I watched you. All right. Are you excited? Are you really fired up? If not lukewarm, why? Talk to us. And what would it take for you to move out of that category into I'm excited? Maybe it's they got to go 5-1 out of the gate. Maybe you got to see them play good against the Dodgers up ahead. You tell us. Look, I think they're going to prove a lot of people wrong. I really do. I think they're a great baseball team. 215-592-9494. Talk to us. What are you feeling? Opening day is tomorrow. Joe DeCameron, John Ritchie. Big day. The day before the day. On 94 WIP.
Brackets busted? New customers at FanDuel in partnership with Valley Forge Casino can get $200 in bonus bets when your first $5 bet wins. So that should make it a little bit better. That's 200 extra bucks to bet on everything from clutch shots to last second heartbreaks and even who's cutting down the nets. If you've been waiting to join, there's just no better time. Just go to FanDuel.com/JohnR, J-O-N-R. There's tourney action almost every day, and FanDuel has amazing bets like spreads, totals, game props, and so much more. Bet on upsets, blowouts, player props, and who will be the last school standing. Just visit FanDuel.com/JohnR, J-O-N-R, and get in on all the college hoops action all tourney long. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 94WIP. That's FanDuel.com/JohnR, J-O-N-R, for your chance at $200 in bonus bets.